The government's plan to drug test job seekers has suffered a setback, with key crossbencher Jackie Lambie saying the measure will be, quote, bloody pointless unless there's better rehabilitation services available to drug users. The Prime Minister says he's at a loss to understand the opposition to the proposal.
And I'm really puzzled by the level of opposition to the government trying to tackle a problem of drug addiction for people who aren't in work and helping them get over it with referral to proper services and funding those services in those trial areas. And if that works, well, that gives us the opportunity to take that out more broadly. That seems like a good plan to me.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, speaking on 7:30 last night. David Crowe is in our Parliament House studios this morning. Very good morning to you.
Morning, Hamish.
Jackie Lambie says that she wants a lot more. What is it going to take to, for the government to get her over the line?
Well, the government's got a treatment plan that's linked to this drug testing scheme, but it's inadequate in Jackie Lambie's eyes. And what was really interesting yesterday was the way in which she kind of found new ways to oppose what the government was doing, because over the weekend her criticism was that the politicians should test themselves before they test welfare recipients. Then she emerged with this criticism about the level of rehabilitation. Now, a $10 million treatment scheme linked to this trial would not be enough in Jackie Lambie's eyes. This criticism about it being bloody pointless suggests that she needs a whole lot of new rehabilitation services. And we had a quote yesterday from somebody at St. Vincent's in Sydney who said there are 500,000 people who need treatment of some kind. Now, that's a lot of services that would have to be delivered to satisfy somebody like Jackie Lambie. So at the moment, the government is kind of losing ground on where it stands with the drug testing pilot. Although I think if you look at the politics, this is an issue where the government will be very happy to talk about it, even if it gets no closer to actually legislating it.
Interesting anecdote from Jackie Lambie. She's revealed that she cooked CFMEU boss John Setker a lamb roast while she was trying to convince him to stand down. Certainly unconventional. Does that make it easier or harder for the government to negotiate with Jackie Lambie, given her sort of key role in so many bills now?
If you look at the numbers in the Senate, it's actually less volatile than it was in the last parliament. There are four crucial votes that they need, and often the government can get the two One Nation senators and then Corey Bernardi in South Australia, and then it has this chance to get Jackie Lambie. She is absolutely playing the politics perfectly at the moment. She's learnt from her past with the Palmer Party and so forth, and now is very effective at keeping... she's sort of moving on her feet and keeping the government on its toes as well with new demands. She got something out of them on housing in Tasmania, $157 million, and she'll keep that up. In fact, one of her comments was that she should have asked for more. I think on religious discrimination, it's really interesting because she can't see the need for that change. And that's a big social issue within the Liberal Party, where they want to legislate this this religious protection against discrimination. If she can't see the need for it, then the government's really got a problem there. And she's going to, I think, be very hard to get on a lot of issues from now on.
Some interesting fault lines emerging within the Labor Party about how to interpret and come to terms with their election loss. Frontbencher Mark Butler says the party must be ruthless and unsparing. And he also said the opposition had, in his words, its backside handed to it by Fozzie Bear and Kermit the Frog. It's time for some serious reflection. I'm not quite sure what that means. But is there a divide on how they move forward?
Yeah, there is. The Muppet Show references continue after Scott Morrison called his own side the Muppet Show, remember, a year ago?
Oh, I see.
For any Fozzie Bear fans out there. Basically, it's going to come down to what they do with the franking credits tax change that they put forward at the election and things like negative gearing. Now, ultimately, when everybody talks about whether they're policy platform was good or bad, that's what it comes down to. They're the big ticket items in their agenda. So they've kind of got a long-term question about where they go with those two things, and they can't decide that until they get the election review back that's being done by Jay Weatherill and Craig Emerson. So that's going to take a bit more time. And let's be frank, Scott Morrison proved you can win an election in the last 6 months of the parliamentary term. So I don't think that there is a huge urgency for Labor to decide on franking credits or negative gearing. They do have some immediate questions on a couple of bills before Parliament, including mandatory sentencing on child sex abuse. Also, the Farm Invaders Bill. There's a lot of dissent within the Labor caucus about whether they even need to pass that.
Okay.
So they're still working through how exactly they toughen up against the government.
Revealing himself as a fan of the Muppets. David Crowe, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Hamish.
David Crowe, Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age.